Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, back in the studio with us after that PCS show.
Yeah.
And we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. What a great show. I mean, this phones are packed. The texts are flowing through. But I got to bring your attention to something I just posted on our new Instagram, okay? Let's Talk.
That's right.
Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. All right. We got hacked and we had to start all over again from scratch on our Instagram. And it's now Let's Talk Hookup Fishing is our Instagram feed there. Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. And I just posted, so if you haven't, what do you do on Instagram? Like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow, follow, like, whatever.
You would like the follow, and you would follow. You like the picture, and you would follow the account.
Follow the account. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. You can actually do that on our app.
Mm-hmm.
If you just click our app, it'll take you right to our feed there, or on our website, letstalkhookup.com. But I just posted a picture from August of 2011 of Captain Tim and Duke Ekstrom with his favorite Shimano reel, which was?
It was a Trinidad 14. A.
Yeah. Yeah. And he caught, I mean, what was that? 70 pounder at Guadalupe?
Yeah, it was like a 75, 80 pounder. Is it?
Yeah. And that he caught, you said, tons of fish on that.
That reel was the most amazing. And it was right when those 14As came out.
Brand new.
I remember because.
J-Po, maybe?
No, it wasn't J-Po. It was before that. It was. Oh, I'm going to kill my. It was Robbie.
Robbie
gave me that reel for Duke, and we put it on that rod. I kid you not, that reel for 3 years was that's what he used exclusively.
That's all he would
from
use.
Calico bass to 80 pound bluefin.
Oh yeah, and
everything in between.
And he would spend from that time those before he was all the hardcore baseball. He spent a month a year on the boat with me in the summertime, and he caught hundreds of fish on that. And
on that Trinidad 14.
Yeah, and all the boys, the rod that he had, all the boys loved that rod also. So when he was off the boat.
Was that a CalStar?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
But we had that rod. The guys hooked and handed. I'm not kidding you guys. Hundreds. Yellowtail tuna, 25 to 80 pound tuna. That was the go-to reel. And we never changed the drags.
That's
we,
crazy.
We'd wash it with fresh water at the end of the trip. It finally met its maker. The drag finally gave out after, I'm not kidding you, 3.5 seasons. That thing was
of never even coming off of the boat.
No.
You know?
Wow. So if you haven't started following our new Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing, trust me, it's worth it just to check that picture out. Because it is priceless.
And then let me just say, too, while we're on the subject of following on Instagram, another like huge attribute of having Alex on board is Royal Star, boy, dove right back into it.
Yeah.
And he's done such a great job of keeping, in between the trip. I mean, the beauty of being on Royal Stars, he can update while fishing, that night, hey, man, this is what we did today with, and here's the photos of it, the technology's so good. A really great follow with you guys with having Captain Alex, I'm sure pushing that along a little bit.
That is 100% attributable to him, and again, it's that America's, or the world's youth, they get the technological side. I'm just not a big poster, I'll put the daily, update the daily narrative, which I really enjoy doing, but like Instagram and that, like you said, just my mind doesn't go there, where, the kids nowadays, that's what they do,
yeah.
it's like, man, let's get this up right away.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you hear about it when it's happening. And, like, a lot of that, you know, again, we talked about Alex's, like, affection towards the jigging and new techniques and things like that. I mean, he'll get on there and write, like, this is what we caught him on this night. And then, like, the next morning, people will be in the show. Hey, man, Alex and those guys had a good round on Bluefin. Do you have this specific jig? Like, we'll see it the next morning. You know, it's that, like, instant information.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tell them about the prize we're giving away,
man,
Rick.
A great one. Yeah, again, this first hour, crazy how fast it went by.
Yeah.
We got a lot of your phone calls and a lot of great text coming up in the second hour. Again, if you want to join us and be a part of it, as we said before, phone number is 213-432-1090. It's completely full right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to get in the second hour, 213-432-1090. Also, you can send us the text. The texts only are available at Let's Talk Hookup app, free download, and again, make sure you include your contact info. And as Pete mentioned, what a prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter, to be determined by our coin flip at the end of the show today, is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. In addition to getting to go full-day fishing with Captain Taro and Evil and the boys, you're also going to get a Gamakatsu Nano Alpha prize pack that we heard talk about. You will literally be the first guy on the block with those brand-new special hooks. So a really, really cool one.
Yeah, thanks to Ted at Gamakatsu for that, and of course for Taro and the guys at Fisherman's Landing for that trip on the Liberty. Time for the catch report.
It is indeed. We're going to find out what's biting out there with our FishDope.com report, sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They're designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Also, Norris makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. You can make the investment in the very best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Heads on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Tim. Great show like always, man. You guys make it so fun.
Dang, having a lot of fun, Mark.
Well, I'm telling you what. But so here we are just past the Ides of March, daylight saving time now. Thank God. Official start of spring's a few days out. But, man, you can just feel it busting out everywhere. It's just now we got this nice stretch of weather ahead, and it's going to get good out there on the water. So locally, you know, the bottom grabbers are still biting okay. Nothing special there. Bass, sheephead, whitefish, sculpin like that. Standard wintertime fare, and now it's almost springtime fare. No rockfish yet, guys. Don't forget, April 1st is the opener, though. Halibut fishing is the highlight for sure. Counts are off a little bit this week, mostly just due to some weather conditions there. We had some breezy, funky conditions. But big spread of fish, Palos Verdes to Huntington Beach is kind of the main area in this area here. 80 to 100 feet, the fish are mostly deeper still. That's been best, and make sure you got enough weight to stay in the bottom, guys. There's plenty of big ones around, and make sure your gear's in good shape. There's been a number of fish over 30 and a few over 40. So there's some good ones around. And over at the islands, reports from Nick, Santa Barbara Island, San Clemente Island, they're all MIA. There's no coverage. But that'll be changing soon. And over at Catalina, now that's where it's getting interesting. Conditions are cleaning up from some of that rain we had and the big swell we had. Water's cleaning up, it's warming up, 60, 61, even a little bit of 62s around. So that bodes well for sure. Squid situation is improving around the island there. There's several different spots of bait, but kind of that main area has been above the closure line at Ben Weston up towards Cat Harbor there. There's bait all throughout that. And as to the fishing, that same area, that Ben Weston to Cat Harbor, that's where a lot of that really good halibut fishing has been. I've had some friends over there. Just wallop those halibuts. Man, it's just been good this year. Probably one of the best years ever. And it's mostly shallow. 20 to 50 feet has kind of been the main depth in the off-color water situations outside the beaches there. But close to structure, and if you find some bait in the area, that's going to be the key there. And then with this good weather and more coverage we're going to have this weekend, we're going to see some scores on yellows and sea bass. Haven't seen much because there just hasn't been too much coverage there, but I would guess we're going to hear a bunch this weekend. And then offshore, you know, nothing local yet. It's early. But maybe you heard Frank talking or Tim talking earlier about the amount of fish that's around. There's four boats are down there this morning, 85, 90 miles, something like that, and had some good fishing on that good grade bluefin. And speaking of good grade bluefin, so I got to tell you, last night we're having dinner here, and we had weird weather, man. We got this thunderstorm coming through and the sun shining through the clouds, rainbows. It was just spectacular. Perfect backdrop to have some of that fresh bluefin from the Polaris Supreme last weekend. My buddy, longtime fishing buddy Mike Bouquet, provided us just a beautiful piece of that bluefin. And just have, oh man, that stuff is so good. Having that for dinner, watching all this weather outside, it was just awesome.
Oh man, I mean, that's,
yeah.
Where was our piece? Right? Man, that just sounds too good.
Yeah, it, you know, it that stuff is so good when it's properly prepared and fresh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
oh,
the right
God.
Boat with the proper RSW system that Tim basically taught everybody about.
It was really interesting talking to Mike after that trip. You know, I've never fished with Aliar, but his reputation is just incredible. And Mike said, that kid's a hard charger, man. Oh, my God. I said, weather was poor. But they had some nice ones, and his jackpot fish was 147 gutted and gilled. So that was
nice fish. Yeah, there's not much sleep on the Polaris Supreme when you go fishing with those.
I was told.
For sure. Just be ready to go catch some fish. Yeah.
Jim, maybe you remember Mike Bouquet from when we did those Royal Star trips years back. Bouquet was one of our Pacific Edge Pro Team longtime members and just a fantastic fisherman. Just. Yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, he came fishing with us a couple of years ago. After not seeing him for a long time, yeah, he came back and made a couple trips, man. What a just a stellar individual.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, you know, as you know, Mark, Danny's on it. If you want to know where the fish are, it's coming. They know where it is. Fishdope.com is your source. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Your $30 code is HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by at Chevron Station. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we're going to have some good stories for next week. I can just feel it with nice weather and light fish. And
oh, yeah.
That time.
No doubt about it. Hey, appreciate it, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Great. You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, Mark, appreciate that. Hey, we got a little bonus to our catch report. We got Captain Mike Pritchard on board the Tribute right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going great. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, it is. Off to a good start on our first offshore trip of the year here. We had a on that trip a couple weeks ago. That worked out really well. But we got to the zone about, 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning. Saw a couple different schools. And I think by 5 o'clock, I don't know how many we had hooked. We have 9 bluefin on the boat right now, up to about 160 pounds. We only have 18 guys, and I would imagine we probably lost 18 plus while we landed. Really nice grade of fish. Average fish is probably 100 to 120 pounds. Couple smaller and a few bigger. So, I mean, really, really nice grade of fish for this nice weather here to boot.
Mike, that is such awesome news to hear, and
great biting.
Great news on the grade too, huh?
Yeah, it was a little bit of travel time, guys. I would say we're ready. We had a lot of participation at the rail, but a lot of it is, you know, some of these guys are just weren't ready for how much work's involved once you hook these things after full grinding on a jig for a few minutes. Like, man, you got to keep turning on that thing. And a lot of guys swinging on them. And once we started getting it dialed in, you know, it's just nice state of fish. So there are a little bit of casualties. But for the guys that that stuck it out at the rail this morning, I think every one of them at least hooked one. So,
wow.
Like I said, we probably hooked probably 25 fish or so to get our 9.
Oh, man, that's good fishing for sure. That's really good fishing. Is there any fish during the day, or are you just kind of looking around?
You know, at the stream was out here yesterday, and they had a handful of fish. There was some fish, I guess, in the 20-pound range on up to 150-pounders. But You know, he's been out here for the last few days covering this by himself. So, it's the Pacific Dawn. There's a yacht out here in the stream. Just splitting up here a little bit, you know, a lot of ocean to cover. But, yes, I mean, that nighttime fish was, when they got on us, I mean, you look down the side and everybody was either getting bit or winding on one.
That's cool. Well, it just shows you what a little coverage on the ocean is going to do. It's just going to get better from here. If you, are you have any trips coming up, Mike?
You know, we just added a trip because how good last night was. Monday night, limited load, 5 p.m. departure. We're going to try leaving an hour earlier. Yeah, so we just threw that one up. We do have another trip Friday. We have trips every Friday for right now. We'll probably throw some trips up in between. It was, you know, it was one of those things at 4 o'clock in the morning. You got guys running up the side, fish in color, and it just, I mean, it's too good to not try to get in on a little bit more of it.
We're back.
Yes, yeah. Well, there has been fish into the Easter as well, but like I said, you got to know it's a big ocean, so I think the more coverage you see out here, the more counts you're going to see.
That's cool. That's well, awesome. If somebody wants to book a trip on the Tribute, sounds like fun. How do we do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. I've got some pictures up on our Facebook page this morning from where from 3 o'clock on. We'll have it up on our Instagram page here shortly as well. So, I mean, Monday night, really good chance. Weather looks awesome again, so good chance to get out of here, fish with another light load, and, you know, knock out a 150-pounder.
Sweet.
That's so rad.
All right. Hey, thanks for the live report from the deck of the Tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you real soon, Mike.
We'll check in with you tomorrow.
All right. Perfect. Thanks for the call.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the beach. We're going to Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing. Marcos, that Mike sure has a way of stealing your thunder sometimes, doesn't he?
You know, didn't we just talk about this? Like, we literally just talked about how he just likes to go on there and do my job for me, you know? But, hey, you know, it's great getting that report straight from the water there. And I don't know if he talked about it, I missed it, but the Flare Supreme also out there had some bluefin. They had 18 bluefin, slightly smaller grade. I think they had 8 of them in that 80 to 120 range and some smaller fish mixed in there. But, yeah, the tiny ones, you know, 120 instead of 130. But, that's, I mean, what a great way. It's the middle of March, and they're back on the bluefin. On top of that, the new Seaforth yesterday on the half-day trip had one yellowtail, nice yellowtail on there. And with this great weather we're having right now, they're right back out there today, almost full this morning. You know, that one yellowtail will bring people out for sure. So definitely check the website for those tribute trips. Like you said, he put that trip online leaving Monday. Nice, like you said, light load. Hop on there if you can, you know. And if your boss is giving you issues about taking the day off, like we always say, just take them with you. Take her or her with you.
No doubt, man.
You know, it's convinced them. Everybody likes fishing, right? So good thing there for the tribute. Schedule up there. Like I said, he's got plenty of Friday night trips coming up. Eventually, he'll have other trips during the week also, and those are all up there. New Seaforth still fishing right now, this next upcoming week. We're still doing those 8:30 departures starting the 24th, so a week from tomorrow, they'll be back to the 6 and 12:30 departures. So if you're making reservations, take that into account. Don't, you know, show up at 8 o'clock for the 6 o'clock departure. That might be kind of tough there. But also the plan coming up, and it's all going to depend on weather and finishing conditions, is to go take a look around the offshore in the morning, and then in the afternoon come back inshore and do some of that other fishing there. So just something to keep in account, and we'll update the website there as that fishing takes off. And like I said, hopefully these yellowtails stick around. And yeah, it's good to see the start in March, right? You know, it gives us a good 9 months of fishing there.
Holy mackerel. Yeah.
No doubt about it, Marcos.
Get on it while we can.
Time to do it.
Yeah, for sure. How do we get it? Get you at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Seaforthlanding.com. We have the full schedule up there for those half days, the tributes. Like we've been talking about for the last few weeks, you can book some of those San Diego trips starting in May. And those, like I said, as soon as fishing takes off, heck, we start seeing a lot of these yellowtail, those trips might start filling up pretty quick. So give yourself some extra time on those. Half-day trips, day and a half on the tribute. There's a few 2 days mixed in there. The Aztec has some trips up. Keep an eye on the website. We'll have our fish counts up there. Like I said, we've got the Flare Supreme, the Tribute, and the Pacific Voyager out right now, and hopefully they all get some more good counts. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or say come down and visit us in person. Get some food next door. Get your gear tuned up. Don't wait till last second to get that gear tuned up, and we'll get you out there fishing.
Appreciate it very much. Great job, as always, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, that's going to wrap up our tip for today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing, where you can get premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. There's lots more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today. That leads us into a great text, if I could. And it says, good morning, guys. Captain Jim, I can't wait for the coming season. Could you tell us a little bit more about the new Fisherman's Processing? I'd love to hear more about the new systems and how the new team members are changing things up. That's all from Matt in Camarillo.
Perfect.
Great. So I was just going to say, you know, as another plug, that Fisherman's Processing will be available for the boats at Seaforth also. So, you
okay,
know,
even great.
These
really?
Guys coming in.
It's excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Never before, but now?
Yeah, you know, we would go down there on occasion, you know, by request, but now they're going to be there, you know. So they'll be there for Tribute. They'll be there for Course Player Supreme as well as Voyager. But if you're, you know, for everybody listening, going on trips at Seaforth, make a reservation. Get on there.
Yeah.
Secure your reservation with that deposit.
And you have a new system now that your wife Marilee is now running the show over
exactly
there.
And that's the biggest difference, you know.
Oh yeah,
she is you know really well versed. We had her on the show. You guys had her on the show with me back in January and laid out the new systems. She's got an incredible team there backing her up. Most of whom you know were there
They've
before.
Been there, yeah,
They've
of
just done a
Raymond's still hanging.
Raymond's
tonight.
There, of course. You know, we've got the whole team ready to go. The Rojas family. Everybody is just, you know, in the starting chocks, if you will,
yeah.
to do what we do that much better. We've increased our capacity. We added a second fillet line, so we have two fillet tables there now as opposed to one, and the whole idea was to increase that same-day capacity, which we're going to do. You know, that's what the greatest demand is for that. So between that, but, you know, there's multiple big differences. Number one is we answer the phone. You know, I mean, their customer service is our number one objective to make sure that it's a premium quality experience, an extension of long range, an extension of whatever trip they were on. We are dedicated to elevating that standard of service. And the reservation system.
Yeah.
Now, if you all anglers that if you want to confirm your reservation, you go online, fishermansprocessing.com, and it's right there, the homepage. It says make a reservation. Touch on that button, and your reservation, you create an account, make your reservation for your trip, whatever trip you're on, and then if you go to, I want to say it's notes, you can actually leave your fish processing instructions right there.
Oh, that's
wow.
Legit.
So I'm on it.
And you secure it with
a $100 deposit.
$100 deposit.
That secures your reservation.
And I know that there's been some, to put $100 down, because then you know you have your reservation. You don't have to make multiple reservations at different processors, and also your reservation will be prioritized.
That's 100% true. It confirms your reservation. It enables us to provide a much higher standard of service because we know what reservations are there.
Yeah.
So we can.
If you need to cancel your reservation, fully refundable.
100%.
Yeah. If you don't use $100 with the processing, it's fully refundable.
Now, the exception to the cancellation is if you know, you get in on your trip and you look over there and the line's shorter over there, you know, and the other guy. And
not cancelable at the day of the trip.
Yeah, you're not going to get your money back.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a week before, if we can refill that reservation, no problem.
It's the same thing as we've all done forever. It's the same style of system going on any sport fishing boat.
Exactly.
It's exactly the same thing.
It's really important because it gives the anglers that confidence that, you know what, you have a reservation, it's confirmed with a deposit, it will be honored.
Yeah.
You are rock solid, and once again, you'll be prioritized in the queue. Now, we'll still accept all walk-ups.
Of course.
100%. If we have capacity that day, you know, that we're not overwhelmed with fish, sure, we'll accept the walk-up, but the confirmed reservations are prioritized over the walk-ups, you know, rightly so.
I was going to say, Marilee was even saying that, like, because of this, we'll likely have lots more room for walk-ups, because what was happening in the past was people would talk about the reservation, and you touched on it there, well, maybe the line was this way. One guy would put in a reservation with all three processors. Now you have, you know, you're having to turn people away because, well, we've got 30 reservations for the day, but only 15 of those reservations actually came through, but you were staffed for 50, and you turned the other 15 people away knowing that we've got, you know, hey, we're full already, and they ended up just not showing. Now you have a confirmed amount of, this year the amount of people we have, so you'll likely have more opportunity for people that are walking up.
That is the idea. And once again, it's that confidence. I mean, I heard it plenty, and you know, I felt anglers, you know, our anglers, pain, and the other anglers that would express. I mean, imagine the terror of going on a long range trip and not knowing if you're going to have processing available, because you know the processors are at capacity, and you could actually walk up to the top of the dock and say, you know, I've got, you know, 10 fish, and they're like, sorry. We're full. Yeah. Like, we can't take it. I mean, that's
so now you have confidence.
That's a horrifying
because of
prospect.
That confirmed
so now,
reservation.
Right, you are rock solid.
So what about private boats? Are you going to start taking private boats?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, walk-ups, you bet. If we have capacity, bring your fish on
can
in.
You, if you have a, if you know you're going out on a six-pack or a private boat and you know you're going to catch fish, can you make a reservation?
Yes, you can.
That? You can?
Yep, you absolutely
you
can.
You can confirm a reservation?
Yep, you can make a reservation and drop your fish off there, which is, for most of the smaller boats, the private boats, that's what they're going
to
do.
Yeah.
But again, if you want that confirmation that, okay, I'm
so you can do it. Like if you're
100%.
Going, yeah. If you're going out on the Limitless with Maddie on and you want your processing, you just make a reservation and
that's
get
correct.
The fish over there and you'll do it.
The only, you know, we have a cap on same days because obviously our capacity is such that, you know, you can only cut some. Even with you know, 30 guys back there hacking away, you can only get so much out the door in a day. So we cap our same day. So I can't guarantee that if you're on a private boat that you're going to have a same day reservation, but you'll have a reservation that your fish will be processed. You're not going to get turned away.
Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about what am I going to do with a truckload of fish, and then I'm going to have to dispose of a truckload's worth of carcass afterwards.
That's
and
right.
Everything else.
Like, all of the
above.
Yeah, for sure.
We've really
and you've also gone to all 5 mil bags too, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Which is
state of the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just no question about it. We did that for a reason. In particular, the 3 mil bags, which are fine, but they don't have the longevity as a 5 mil
bag.
It's just a better product. Yeah, for travel, when you're moving around. We talked about unloading the freezer, but, you know, the whole objective, again, is to elevate that fish processing experience. And the last thing I want to interject, and I know we talked about this a lot, and I talk about it every time I'm on the show, is that I really want anglers, and this is coming from a long-range captain, you know, owner, landing, co-owner, fish processing. I'm all about catching fish. I'm all about going out there and having the best experience possible, right? But I really want to encourage anglers, do not overtake. Have a plan, and if you're on a trip that's really good, you're really getting them, know ahead of time what you want to keep, what your max is, and when you hit that max, release the fish. Do not keep them.
Yeah.
You do not
you
need
don't
to keep
need
them.
To
the fish processors do not need donation fish.
No.
Right. Fishman's Processing, one of the big differences this year, we are not taking fish in the door that does not have... That does not get paid for.
Right.
So, you know, if somebody, what used to happen a lot, and you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, guys. So, you know, I'd go out fishing, I'd get 600 pounds of bluefin, so I had a great trip. I got 3 200-pounders, right? And the angler comes in and says, oh, I only want one of those. You guys go ahead and keep those, the other 200-pounders, you know. And in their mind, they think that they're doing the processor a favor. I'll just donate it. Well, then the processor is stuck with it. There's really not that much capacity for donation fish, and we got to fillet it, we got to package it, we got to store it.
You've got to pay for all your guys to cut it and fillet it.
We don't have room for it. We don't have room. We don't have capacity.
It's a bad business model.
It's a terrible business model.
Yeah.
And I would much rather the donation be made back to the resource.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Cut the line, let him go so he can go make, you know, a million small bluefin, and we're all better off for it.
Absolutely.
So also,
if, you know, if somebody on the boat isn't as fortunate as you to catch somebody,
share it.
Hey, you want a bluefin? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or you want a yellowtail? You want whatever.
And, you know,
keep
what you can utilize and share with friends and family.
Right.
That fish for a friend thing that Sean came up with was
cool.
A phenomenal idea.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, it used to be, you know, I know a lot, we used to hear it all the time where anglers would go out and, you know, they catch 500 pounds, like, oh, my processing bill was, you know, $1,000, you know, and I just gave all the fish away, you know. Well, Sean came up with the idea of offering. You know, so and so comes in with 500 pounds, and he has, you know, his buddy come down, and he pays the processing for 100 pounds of
right.
it. And so they get the fish.
Right.
They just spread the processing out among
right.
them. It's a great idea.
So you can do that.
Exactly.
So, it's as if they but were... you only need one reservation, though.
No, if it's prearranged, the best thing to do is for each individual order to make a reservation. That
okay.
way we have a record of it.
I got you.
It's a transaction that we know, or it's a processing order that.
So if you're going to share your fish with a friend that's not fortunate to go out and catch them, you just have him make a separate reservation.
Exactly.
Under your fish.
And we understand, of course, that might not always be possible, depending on how much fish you catch.
But you never know.
Yeah.
But it's worth pre-planning.
Correct.
It's a smart idea.
Correct.
Yeah,
what I really want to emphasize once again is that anglers just, hey, a lot of our capacity issue, and I mean all the processors, capacity issues are just because, you know, we get into that mode where, hey, man, they're biting, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, you got six in the hatch, and it's like, whoa, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, now what?
Yeah, so I really want to encourage anglers, think ahead, because, you know, if you want to make a donation to Fisherman's Processing, you can, but you've got to pay for the processing.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine. Well,
you'll find a worthy charity.
That's right. You can still write that off as a donation, but
absolutely.
You've got to pay for the processing because, you know, once again, there's no reason to leave us holding the bag.
Yeah. Hey, I have a great text here. No name, no phone number, so no prize. But it's such a good text
that
I had to read it. I want to compliment Tim for bringing Alex onto the Royal Star family. I fished with Alex on the Apollo for many years in both PV and Guadalupe. Your description of him at the beginning of the show was spot on. He is beyond his years and abilities to fish as captain of a long-range vessel. His people skills are superb, and his fishing skills are also. He is also an excellent communicator. The Royal Star has always been known for having the A-team running the boat. You just added another A-team captain who also brings knowledge of the state-of-the-art tackle and newer fishing techniques as well. Well done.
He obviously is also a good writer.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. You know, joking that he wrote that. You know?
Well, now I get it. Yeah. That's good. All of that is true and then some. I mean, it really is. You know, Alex's leadership skills really impressed me. You know how that plays into, especially with the young men on the crew and you know, the anglers on the boat. It takes a strong skill set in leadership in order to be successful consistently. And, you know, again, that to me stood out right away. You know, talk about a guy who's got it.
Yeah.
And Royal Star is just an example of that. I mean, you look at you and Randy and Gerby, and, like, I mean, it's leaders, and, you know, you have a crew that has got to get behind that guy and respect him. And one of the things that I've always admired so much about how the Royal Star runs is, like, the guy who's on the top of the ladder is also in the trenches with the boys. Like, there's never been a trip when things weren't going crazy that I haven't seen either Tim on the bait tank or on the bait tank and then jump down and start gilling and gutting fish because there's too many came aboard. Like, you know, it's a lot harder for a guy to be upset when the boss is working harder than he is.
Yeah,
like,
for
that's
sure.
the example that, you know, that you said, and you watch Alex follow. Like, the guys that are on the top are working just as hard, if not harder, than the first guy year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
that's in the nature of a strong leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you said, it comes from the top, and we lead by example, and he is
that's cool.
you know, the man in that respect.
And as
too.
Bill Poole used to say, the kid's got fish sense.
Oh, yeah, he's got that, too. Did I mention he's
that's a good thing.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up for you. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature. They have chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. When we come back, we got a big section of your phone calls and texts. More Let's Talk Hook Up with Captain Tim on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haudenosaunee, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. From our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip, we strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get through, we've had our first open phone line since the beginning of the show. One line open right now, 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, lots of great texts. Let's jump into the phone.
That sounds great to me. Let's talk to Sam. He's calling us from Wisconsin this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Sam?
I'm going to Ocean Beach, San Diego, in a week, and I was wondering what baits I should use because I've never gone ocean fishing.
Oh,
are you gonna fish on the beach or are you gonna go on a boat?
I'm gonna go both.
Yeah, I think definitely you should talk your dad into taking you out on one of the half-day boats, certainly.
Yeah.
We got the Dolphin there at Fisherman's Landing. That would be a good choice. Any of the guys over there at Seaforth, they have great half-day runs. And
they have the rental tackle. They'll have the bait on the boat, everything you need.
And our half-day fishing is oddly good lately. I mean, better. I'm just going to call it. It's better than it should be. I mean, it's been great bass fishing. There's been good halibut in the mix. Sheephead available again, you know, like there has been some really good wintertime hard bottom sand bass fishing. It's been really fun to watch the Dolphin. I know the new Seaforth's having equally good fishing, same as the Daily Double, but you know, I get to see the Dolphin come in every day, and those guys have been doing a lot of leadhead and squid fishing, and they send the boys up to the tackle store every day for a specific rig, and then they've been crushing the sand bass.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to watch.
A lot of bags full of
bait. Totally.
So really you don't need to worry about bait, just make your reservation at Fisherman's Landing or Seaforth Sport Fishing and tell them that you need tackle and all the setups, and they'll take care of you.
Speaking of Seaforth, I'll throw one more thing. If you're going to be in Ocean Beach and you're going to fish off the beach, Seaforth, most of the time has live ghost shrimp for sale.
Yeah.
That's the candy bait fishing off the beach or in the bays around Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
Like it's a couple of bucks extra from a strip of squid or an anchovy, and it falls off the hook a little more, but everything eats live
kosher. Everything eats live kosher, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and we'll welcome you to Southern California from Wisconsin there. I have a great text here from Tony in Hesperia. He says, what do processors do with the carcasses? It's a good question, right?
So the vast majority of it gets ground up for cat food, and we just give it to the cat food company.
Wow.
Yeah, mid-season, they're
lining up for it.
Take a load off your hand.
6 or 7 totes a
week. Do you like to freeze it, or?
We refrigerate it.
You refrigerate it?
Yeah, refrigerate it.
In big totes?
Yeah.
And then they come over and pick it up?
They come and pick it up.
Wow.
And we have to, you know, obviously you got to cut all the tags off the gills, you know, so there's no staples that get in there.
Yeah.
And then a good percentage of it, the local lobster fleet and the crab fleet, they use. They pick up, you know, as much as possible. Yeah. But we still, you know, when the fishing's rocking, there's, because, you know, you figure, let's say there's an average 40% yield, which, you know, depending on the species of the fish, it's less. You fillet 10,000 pounds of fish, you got 6,000 pounds of hair, guts, and everything else.
That's so much.
I know it. It stacks up.
Wow.
So I think we're like the best friends in the world with cat food companies.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, nothing goes to waste. Nothing.
Yeah, that's great. Correct. Good news.
All right. Hey, I have another great text I want to read from John and Mira Mesa. It says, Captain Tim, thanks so much for your contribution to the quality of fish care on sport boats. It's hard to imagine that things could possibly get any better. With that said, is there anything that's on the horizon, technology or otherwise, that could enhance the product even further? If they are, I know it's something that would come through Royal Star. Although I want to say again how great it is right now.
Yeah, I think that as far as improving the quality overall, meaning like industry wide, we talked about it a few shows ago about, you know, the upgrades in the refrigeration systems and how individual boats set up their tanks. You really want the fish to move around as little as possible in those tanks. So, you know, if they slide back and forth, even if the well is smooth, you know, they'll get chafed on the skin will chafe, and it could even chafe through if it's really a long trip that has some weather they're contending with. So, again, to improve the quality throughout the fleet, I think upgrades on refrigeration systems, you know, really, we've seen it on more in the local fleet than the long-range fleet, because, you know, the long-range boats are set up, they've got big refrigeration, they're set up for you know, the biggest day possible. But some of the local boys, you know, they set their refrigeration systems up for, you know, maybe not the biggest day they ever have, but the third biggest day, and then they have the biggest day, and it's really important to get that fish in that, you know, the faster you get the heat out of them, the better the quality is going to be. And, you know, I've seen it among, especially among the local guys, though, you know, the last few years, the quality of the fish has gotten better and better. No doubt, everybody's cognizant of it, and the anglers are much more discerning now. You know, if the fish comes off the boat and it's not that standard of quality that they would expect, they're, you know, they notice.
They know.
And they either speak up or they vote with their dollars. So, you know, I think that's the biggest area for improvement fleet-wide is to make sure, you know, for these guys to have their refrigeration systems that are set up to handle the kind of volume that you catch on those big days.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's the attention to detail. You guys, we've talked about it, you know, how every single fish, to me, in our crew, you know, every one of those fish has that inherent value. And you know, we don't body slam it over the rail and, you know, do the WWF thing, you know, and, you know, bludgeon it over the head with a club, you know. I mean, every one, you land it gently, you dispatch it quickly, you run that cord down the spine to knock it out, and take the time, let it bleed out. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes, let it bleed out, and get the gut pack out of it fast. Get your pictures and get it in the tank.
Yeah.
And those little...
makes a better quality.
Yeah, that little attention to detail makes the biggest difference in the world.
Are you guys still Ikijimi-ing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
On the bigger fish.
Yeah, the bigger fish. You know, something like 50.
Does that make a difference?
It does. It absolutely does. Yeah. It arrests the decomposition process, you know, with that discharge of lactic acid into the muscle. So,
one of the very few boats that do that. Royal Star is one of the few boats that does that.
Yeah, I don't know how many other guys do it. I don't know if anybody does. I'll tell you the truth. The way we do it, you know, through the head with that 49 strand wire, which we saw to the end of it. It's quick. It's easy, but you got to. you know, you got, again, you got to be dedicated to it.
It's hard, it isn't easy.
I mean, it's hard to do. It's a mindset, and again, if we're talking about areas for improvement, I think fleet wide, you know, if everybody got on board and really made that their priority, but you know, everybody does what they do differently. That said, overall, the quality is still coming out. I mean, I've seen it improve so much. Being on the processing side of it also, I'm in the shop all the time, and I see what comes off the boats. And the difference today or last season between, you know, four seasons ago is better. Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah. Time is flying. Before time gets away, I want to mention we had a few spots open up on our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas 30th annual Let's Talk Hookup Rich Top Memorial Palmas de Cortez October Fall Classic, October 10 through 14. I'm going. Always go. It's a fun time. Spots are available, and fishing's been already really good down at Palmas de Cortez. So if you want to go, check VanWarmerResorts.com, call Eddie or Shannon in the office, and book that trip. It's been full so many years, and now is an opportunity. It's like a family down there. We just go down there and just have a great time in the fall, which is the best time to go down to Palmas. So come and join us October 10th through 14th. The other thing that just opened up, I was shocked to see this, is I'm actually going on our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star 4-day trip in July. July 20th through 24th. I'll be on the boat. Captain Tim Exum's going to run the boat, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and yeah. There's one spot that just opened up. That's been sold out for a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a 4-day July, no doubt.
There's one spot that opened up. If you want to go fishing with me, Captain Tim Ekstrom, and a great group of people on the Royal Star, call Tracy in the office there, royalstarsportfishing.com. Book right online.
All right. Hey, I had a great text. Captain Tim, I'd like to switch gears and ask you a question about wahoo fishing. When do you decide between fishing a jig versus a bomb? Does color make a difference, and what's the best color? That's all from Joan in San Pedro.
I personally like fishing the jig when I look around and I see the majority of anglers fishing with a bomb. You know, I really will. I'm vigilant. You know, I notice what's going out there, and I try to do the thing that's different.
Okay.
And I really like fishing that jig, like up the side or on the bow. That's just my personal preference. I think it fishes better up there. You get more bites. And is that scientific? Is that proven? No, that's just my personal preference.
Color make a difference?
It probably does, but I can't tell you. You know, I mean, I'll know after I catch two or three. You know, and then you know, you get bit off, and you put a different jig on, and don't get any bites. You know, put the next one back on, and start getting bites again. But I think that to me is the biggest difference. I can't. You know, I have seen times when, you know, it's like every bomb's a bite, and it's hard to get a bite in a jig, and I've seen the reverse. And really, the only way you can determine that is by results.
Yeah, fishing the other.
Yeah,
that's cool.
For sure.
How about a personal question? Do you are starting to see more of those jigs being rigged with a heavy piece of fluorocarbon instead of wire? Do you get behind that too, or do you still like a traditional piece of wire on your jig or your bomb?
Well, I don't really think that rigging it with fluorocarbon is, especially if you use heavier fluorocarbon, you're not really getting any benefit as far as their teeth go. You might as well just fish straight mono. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Unless maybe you put a longer leader of lighter fluorocarbon, but I one thing I can tell you for sure. Sure, when you're fishing that way, you definitely get more bites, but you lose a lot more chance.
Yeah,
exactly. No doubt.
Nothing has changed in that respect. Yeah. Even the nomads. I mean, the guys are, I think it's a nomads, right? That the troll jigs?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I mean, they troll with fluorocarbon almost exclusively. My guys do. And we get a lot of bites on them. Surprisingly, you don't lose as many of those. I wouldn't think you'd just be getting bit off full speed, and you don't. But you get way more bites. You rig a nomad on wire, and man, that thing will, you know, you'll troll the paint off that thing before you get a bite on it. But you put fluorocarbon on it, and they get a lot of
really
bites. Yeah,
how bizarre is that?
Yeah.
Huh? You wouldn't think, but
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah, but
all those bubbles back there.
Yeah, it's like, but it works.
It does.
Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
That sounds great. How about this time we talk to Rich? Rich comes from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, something you were just talking about was a monofilament, and earlier you were talking about how the way the bluefin jerk their heads around and you lose them at gaff quite often. I'm wondering, are there times when you would actually recommend using or rigging with monofilament rather than fluorocarbon to get the stretch factor like maybe a hot bite or nighttime or some other time where you might be better off with the mono?
I wouldn't say no to that. I think there's plenty of times, like if it's really hot fishing, like they're snapping, you can get away with the straight mono, you know, regardless of the line size, whether you're talking about, you know, live bait daytime 40-pound sardines or whether you're talking about nighttime jigging, you know, with straight 130. No doubt there's times when they're biting when it's not going to make a difference. When it's scratch fishing or you got to work for a bite, you're going to get bit on that fluorocarbon way better.
Nighttime or daytime?
Both.
Both.
But nighttime?
Why?
Oh, it makes a huge difference.
Wow.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
But it works.
It works. I mean, you know, 10 times out of 10, you are going to outfish with, you know, when it's scratch fishing. 10 times
maybe
out of 10.
Maybe the way it sinks or something, it's possible.
It's light refraction, but there's no light down there at 400 feet. I don't know, but you get bit better with fluorocarbon. You do. Daytime, nighttime, you just do.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Before time gets away from us, I want to mention 3 and 4 day trips in April on Royal Star.
We've got a couple 3 trips, exactly. 2 3-days and a 4-day end of April, early May. Those have great availability. Beyond that, we've just got a spot here and there. We've got very, very limited availability throughout the rest of the year. So it's a great opportunity. I mean, listen to what those guys are doing right now.
Yeah.
It's like for guys that are sitting on the fence, again, the fish are already here, and it's only going to get better.
Right.
So I confidently.
Yeah, and to jump on the Royal Star, it's like the A-team.
The last thing I was going to say, and I was just looking at it online, fresh bluefin sashimi, and, you know, the quality, the grade of the fish right now, the quality like that Mark we produce out there.
It's fatty this time of year.
$50 a pound, $40 a pound.
Yeah.
You know, think of the value that adds to your trip. You know, you're spending $500 a day to have a premium quality trip, but you come back with, you know, you got 2 fish that are 100 pounds, man. You got more fish and value, you know, than you spent on the trip. I mean, it's like mining for gold.
Also want to mention, too, that we solved the mystery of the Alex text, and that was Luke from Mission Viejo.
Yeah,
so thanks, Luke, for a great text there. And so you're in the running.
Hey, there you go. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going fishing on board the Liberty and getting those brand new Gamakatsu Nano Alpha Hook prize pack. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamakatsu hooks. The Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamakatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamakatsu hooks.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. Tim's going to do us the honor flipping the prize coin. We'll find out who's winning between the caller and the texter. Today we have a texter winning. Congratulations, Luke, in Mission Viejo. You got yourself a trip on board the Liberty and those brand new Gamakatsu Nano Alpha prize pack hooks.
Yeah, fantastic. Congratulations, and thanks to everybody out there, all our callers, all our texters. We just have not enough time to get to everybody.
Not even close.
Busy show. It goes so fast with Captain Tim Ekstrom. And Tim, thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you on the show. And if somebody wants to grab one of those spots in April, May, or even that one spot on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in July with me and you going fishing 4 days in July, or some, there's scattered spots throughout your schedule.
Yeah, just a few. So give us a call, 619-224-4764, or you can book online, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. That's the easiest way. But if you want to call and chat about it, by all means, call the office, and if I'm not in there, or Brian or Alex, leave a message. We'll call you back. You want to talk shop, want to talk fishing, this is a great time of year. We're in until April 4th. That's when we get back up and running. We're full-time after that. This is our maintenance period. So, again, if you want to give us a call,
call and talk fishing.
Exactly.
And Tracy's always there covering the things. And also, I might add, too, is even if you see a trip full, call Tracy and get on the wait list.
Totally.
Because she does magic with
things. Yeah, it's really a smart thing to do. A lot of those trips, they fill up, and then, you know, throughout the course of the year, there really is a good opportunity to get on any one of those trips if you join the wait list, and especially if you throw down a little deposit, that elevates you.
It elevates you into the corner.
Oh, yeah, that's how the Lord works.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you want to go, again, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. What's your Instagram and Facebook posts?
It's Royal Star Sport Fishing, and look for the one that's got the caricature, the art drawing of the Royal Star. That's the icon.
That's the icon on Instagram.
Yeah, Royal Star Sport Fishing. Can't miss it.
Very good. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. Thank you all out there. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board today. We sure appreciate his help. And Adam, all that he does on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Thank you, Adam. Fantastic. And thanks again to you out there for listening, supporting our sponsors, and calling and texting Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate you. Tomorrow morning, great show with Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Valerie's coming down to talk fishing, so we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.